If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. The rumble of your water would be my call. If you were the winter, I know I'd be the snow, just as long as you were with me when the cold winds blow. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were a wink, I'd be a nod. If you were a seed, well, I'd be a pod. If you were a floor, I'd wanna be the rug. And if you were a kiss, I know I'd be a hug. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were the wood, I'd be the fire. If you were the love, I'd be the desire. If you were a castle, I'd be your moat. And if you were an ocean, I'd learn to float. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. I am Lisa Thomas.
And I am Margot Pelletier.
At the top of the show, you heard the song All I Want Is You by Barry Louise Pulitzer from the soundtrack to the 2007 comedy film Juno, which we are featuring in honor of Mother's Day. We chose this film because it has three very different types of mothers, or potential mothers, within the story. The first is the lead character Juno, played superbly by Ellen Page.
Juno is a 16-year-old who gets pregnant after her first sexual encounter with her best boy pal and fellow outsider, Polly Bleeker, played by Michael Cera. Juno readily admits to not being up to the challenge of raising her own baby, but chooses not to have an abortion. Instead, she wants her child adopted by a seemingly Barbie and Ken yuppie couple who she found in the Penny Saver. The second is a wannabe mother. Her name is Vanessa Loring, and she's played by Jennifer Gardner. Vanessa, the woman who comes to adopt Juno's baby, more than anything in the world wants to experience motherhood and to bring up a child, but she can't conceive. The third mother within the film is Juno's stepmother, Bren, who, though cautious, respects her stepdaughter's choice and is 110% there for her. And she's played by Allison Janney.
I took the Polaroid down. Just makes me sad whenever I see it, 'cause I like to be gone most of the time, and you like to be home most of the time. If I stay in one place, I lose my mind. I'm a pretty impossible lady to be. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended, even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended.
That was Tire Swing by Kimya Dawson. While the soundtrack to Juno is a compilation of many artists, Kimya Dawson certainly stands out as the featured songstress on the album. Dawson, who is an American singer-songwriter, helped to choose many of the songs for the film, and her music in many ways helped to define the character of Juno.
Hun, did you get expelled?
No, the school would most likely contact you in the event of my expulsion.
Well, I was just asking. It seemed plausible.
Will you need a large amount of money? No. Legal counsel?
I'm not asking for anything. Except for maybe mercy. Like, it would be friggin' sweet if no one hit me.
Well, what have you done, Junebug? Did you hit someone with the Previa?
No. Dude, I think it's best to just tell him. I'm pregnant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I'm going to give it up for adoption, and I already found the perfect couple. They're going to pay for the medical expenses and everything, and 30-year-odd weeks, we can just pretend that this never happened.
You're pregnant?
I'm sorry. And if it is any consolation, I have heartburn that is radiating my kneecaps, and I haven't taken a dump since Wednesday morning.
I didn't even know you were sexually active.
Who is the kid?
The baby? I don't really know much about it other than... I mean, it has fingernails, allegedly.
Nails, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't... I mean, who is the father, Juno?
It's Polly Bleeker.
Polly Bleeker?
What?
I didn't think you had it in.
I know, right?
But this is no laughing matter.
No, it's not. And you know, Polly is actually great in chair.
You're thinking about adoption?
Yeah. And there's this couple, they haven't had, you know, they've been trying to have a kid for like 5 years.
We found them in the Penny Saver next to the exotic birds.
And they have a legitimate lawyer, and I was gonna go meet with them next weekend.
Junebug, that is a tough thing to do. It's probably tougher than you can understand right now.
I know. And it's just that I'm not ready to be a mom.
Damn Skippy, you're not. You don't even remember to give Liberty Bell her breathing meds.
That was once, and she did not die, if you recall.
Honey, Had you considered, you know, the alternative?
No.
Well, you're a little Viking. First things first. All right, we have to get you healthy. You need prenatal vitamins. Incidentally, they do incredible things for your nails, so that's a plus. Oh, and we need to schedule a doctor's appointment, figure out where you're going to deliver.
Do you know I'm coming with you to meet this adoption couple? You're just a kid, and I want you to get ripped off by a couple of baby-starved wingnuts.
Thanks, Seth.
Boy, I thought you were the kind of girl who knew when to say when.
I don't really know what kind of girl I am.
Loose lips might sing ships, but loose gooses take trips to San Francisco, double Dutch disco, tech TV, hottie, do it for Scotty, do it for the living and do it for the dead, do it for the monsters under your bed, do it for the teenagers and do it for your mom, broken hearts hurt, but they make us strong.
We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be. How's it gonna be? I'll dropkick Russell Stover, move into the starting over house. You know Matt Rouse and Jester watching me achieve my dreams. And we'll pray all damn day, every day, that all that our president has got us in will go away. While we strive to figure out a way we can survive these trying times without losing our minds. So if you wanna burn yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna cut yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna kill yourself,
remember that I love you.
Call me up before you're dead, we can make some plans instead. Send me an IM, I'll be your friend. Shysters live from scheme to scheme, but my fourth quarter pipe dreams are seeming more and more worth fighting for. So I'll curate some situations, make my job a big vacation, and I'll say fuck Bush and fuck this war. My war paint is Sharpie ink, and I'll show you how much my shit stinks, and ask you what you think, because your thoughts and words are powerful. They think we're disposable, well, both my thumbs opposable, spelled out on a double word and triple letter score. And
we won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be.
You just heard a soundbite from the film Juno, followed by Loose Lips by Kimya Dawson. While many critics have written about the way in which the character Juno speaks within the film, her quirky and unusual dialogue did win screenwriter Diablo Cody an Academy Award in 2008 for Best Original Screenplay. Juno's dialogue is often overly hip, smart-alecky, and flip, but it somehow manages to bring out a humanity and a vulnerability in the teenager. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WGXC and this month's edition of The Score, where today, in honor of Mother's Day, we're featuring the soundtrack from the film Juno.
Say we'll part. You scold, and you were so bold. Yes, together, yeah, our love will grow old. Yeah, our love will grow old. You may be a million miles away. Please believe say. From these sleepless nights, try my love again. Yeah, I'm gonna treat you right. Yeah, I'm gonna treat you right.
Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. Well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls a maid, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man, cause he's all so good. And he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's root when fate passes on. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he pays his love to Charles, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes, cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
That was Dearest by Buddy Holly, followed by the song A Well-Respected Man by the Kinks.
If you've seen the film Juno, you might remember the scene where Juno goes with her father, Mac, to meet the Lorings, the couple who want to adopt Juno's baby. Vanessa Loring, the adopting mother, is played again by Jennifer Gardner. The tenderness she exudes in expressing her yearning for motherhood is so convincing, it's heartbreaking.
Thank you.
I just want the baby to be with people who are gonna love it and be good parents, you know? I'm in high school. Dude, I'm ill-equipped.
And you're doing a beautiful and a selfless thing for us.
Vanessa's wanted a baby ever since we got married.
I want to be a mommy so badly.
You don't say.
Have you ever felt like you were just born to do something?
Yes. Heating and air conditioning.
There you go. I was born to be a mother. Some of us are.
You just heard the song Meet the Lorings by Seattle-based composer Matteo Messina, followed by a soundbite from the film. The original soundtrack for the film Juno was so popular that a second CD was released in late 2008, which contains only 5 songs, 3 of which were composed by Messina. Here is another track from that second album by Belle and Sebastian.
My wandering days are over. Or does it mean that I'm getting boring? You tell me I'm tired of listening to myself, yeah. I'm tired of fixing things for Michael and the rest of them. You know my bebopping days are over. I hung my boots up and then retired from the disco floor. The center of my so-called being is the space between your bed and wardrobe with the Louvre doors. With the Louvre doors. You know my salad bed days are over. You put me straight on the finer points of my speech rehearsed in the mirror of my steamy bathroom, where the lino tells a sorry story in a monologue.
This boy got love. There's your baby.
Oh. Oh my God.
There's a hand.
Oh.
And an arm. And there's the feet.
Oh, would you look at that?
Whoa, check out baby big head. Dude, that thing is freaky looking.
Excuse me, I am a sacred vessel, all right? All you've gotten is somebody's Taco Bell.
Mm. It's amazing that there's actually saps that cry at this.
What? I'm not made of stone.
Well, there you have it. Would you like to know the sex?
Yes.
No.
Please.
No, definitely. No, there's no sex. Planning to be surprised when you deliver.
Well, no, I want Mark and Vanessa to be surprised, and if you tell me, I'll just, like, ruin everything.
Are Mark and Vanessa your friends at school?
No, they're the adoptive parents.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
What's that supposed to mean?
I just see a lot of teenage mothers come through here. It's obviously a poisonous environment to raise a baby in.
How do you know that I'm so poisonous, you know? Like, what if these adoptive parents turn out to be, like, evil molesters?
Or, like, stage parents.
They could be utterly negligent. Maybe they'll do a far job of raising a kid than my stepdaughter ever would. Have you considered that?
No, I guess not.
Yeah. What is your job title exactly?
I'm an ultrasound technician, ma'am.
Well, I'm a nail technician, and I think we both ought to stick to what we know.
Sticking with you, 'cause I'm made out of glue. Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too. You held up a stagecoach in the rain, and I'm doing the same. So soldiers fighting with the Kong.
But with you by my side, I can do anything. When we swing, we hang past right and wrong. I'll do anything for you. Anything. Sticking with you, oh, oh, I'm 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 sticking with you.
That was My Wandering Days Are Over by Belle and Sebastian, followed by a sound clip where Juno's stepmother defends her daughter, and lastly, I'm Sticking With You by the Velvet Underground. Now, I want to take a moment to say something about my own mother, who might be listening to our show this morning all the way out in Gig Harbor, Washington, near Seattle. Like Bren, the stepmother in the film Juno, I can remember many times when my own mom stood up for me throughout the years. Without getting into too much detail, there was more than one incident where I got in trouble riding a moped when I was underage, and my mom was always there at the end of the scene, standing up for me. So if you're out there listening this morning, Mom, I just want you to know how much I appreciate you.
Thank you.
flower said, I wish I was a tree. The tree said, I wish I could be a different kind of tree. The cat wished that it was a bee. The turtle wished that it could fly really high into the sky, over rooftops, and then dive deep into the sea. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And the flower would be its offering of love to the desert, and the desert so dry and lonely that the creatures all appreciate the effort. Et le jackalope a dit, je voudrais être un yeti pour voler dans la nuit. And the rattlesnake said, I wish I had hands so I could hug you like a man. And then the cactus said, but don't you understand? My skin is covered with sharp spikes that'll stab you like a thousand knives. A hug would be nice, but hug my flower with your eyes. The flower said, I wish I was a tree. The tree said, I wish I could be a different kind of tree. The cat wished that it was a bee. The turtle wished that it could fly really high into the sky, over rooftops, and then dive deep into the sea. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And the flower would be its offering of love to the desert, and the desert so dry and lonely that the creatures all appreciate the
yeah.
You just heard Tree Hugger by Kim Ya Dawson and the Antsy Pants, followed by All the Young Dudes by Mott the Hoople.
We want to take just a moment to tell everyone out there about an upcoming animation festival that Lisa and I are putting together just across the river in Athens, New York, called the Athens Animation Festival. If you or anyone you know is an animator, we'd like to encourage you to go to the website www.athensanimationfest.com to get more information about the festival. Submissions will be accepted until July 1st, and it's worth noting that what we're looking for are political, social animations or pieces that speak to the human condition. Animation matters.
We have a few more songs before we wrap up the show today, but before we go, as always, we want to remind you to stay tuned at 12 o'clock noon for Jackie Thomas's show, The Sound of Freedom.
Hello with me, Miss Private, and we'll sail around the world. I will be off Adamant and you my wayward girl. Many nights of talking in hotel rooms can you take? Many nights of limping round on pagan holidays. Oh, elope with me in private and we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to erase. San Francisco's calling us, the Giants and Mets will play. Piazza, New York, catch your eye, you straight or are you gay? We hung about the stadium, we got no place to stay. We hung about the Tenderloin and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too and Willie Mae. I love you, I have a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place. Beside you in strong warnings in the guise of gentle words. Come wave upon me from the family, why the net absurd? You'll take care of her, I know it, you will do a better job. Maybe, but not what she deserves. Elope with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves awake. We'll taste the coffee houses and award certificates. A privy seal to keep the feel of 1960 style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help the passerby. And at dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. The catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher boots religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows the drink affects his speed, he's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants in the confession of the bench. Life outside the diamond is a wrench. I wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love, my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the song we love until this day. He settled for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour.
I was quiet as a mouse when I snuck into your house and took roofies with your spouse in a knit and out a louse. Lice are lousy all the time. They suck your blood, drink your wine. Say shut up and quit your cry. Give it time and you'll be fine.
Thank you.
You're so nice and you're so smart. You're such a good friend, I have to break your heart. I'll tell you that I love you, then I'll tear your world apart. Just pretend I didn't tear your world apart. I like boys with strong convictions and convicts with perfect diction. Underdogs with good intentions, amputees with stamp collections. Plywood skin boards ride the ocean, salty noses, suntan lotion. Always seriously joking and rambunctiously soft-spoken. I like boys that like their mothers, and I have a thing for brothers. But they always wait till we're under the covers. Sam, sure glad we're not lovers. I like my new bunny suit. I like my new bunny suit. When I wear it, I feel cute.
You just heard Piazza New York Catcher by Belle and Sebastian, followed by the song So Nice, So Smart by Kimya Dawson and Sea of Love by Cat Power. In the cover of the CD soundtrack, there is a great story written by Jason Reitman, the director of Juno, about how he came to discover Kimya Dawson's work. So we're going to read it to you.
So Jason says, 2 months before starting shooting Juno, Ellen Page was hanging out at my office when I asked her, "What kind of music do you think Juno listens to?" Without pause, she blurted out, "The Moldy Peaches," and within seconds, she was downloading songs on my computer. The first track that she played for me was "Anyone Else But You." I immediately called Diablo Cody, the screenwriter, and discussed the idea of ending the movie with a duet between Juno and Pauly Bleeker.
So he continued to say, "The song, Anyone Else But You, more than any other, defined the sound of the film, a patchwork of homemade sounds made by teenagers whose senses of humor and honesty range through the crappy tape recorder they used to capture their chicken scratch lyrics." A few weeks later, I was introduced to Kimya Dawson, the co-creator of The Moldy Peaches. And I asked her if she had any other songs, and voila, a care package showed up with over 100 tracks across 6 albums. The soundtrack had literally arrived at the director's doorstep.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
the pebbles, forgive me, the trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3 DVD rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
You are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else.
We both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
Don Quixote was a steel-driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
But you.
You've been listening to WGXC, and this month's edition of The Score, we've been featuring the soundtrack from the film Juno. Juno generated very heated and important discussions around motherhood, abortion, pro-choice, and teen sex. But most unusually, it celebrated the unlikely option of riding out a teen pregnancy while attending high school with one's head held high, admitting to one's lack of readiness to take on the responsibility of motherhood, and guiltlessly giving one's baby to a deserving other to be loved and cared for, and then moving on with one's life. Juno is certainly a film that's more than a fun, sharp-tongued comedy. We want to thank all the mothers out there for all that you've done for all of us and wish them a very happy Mother's Day. And so, until next month, be good to your mother, be good to yourself, be better to your neighbors, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.